Sir Acts, chapter 18. He who lives forever created all things together. The Lord alone will be justified. To none has he given power to declare his works. Yes, who can trace out his mighty deeds? Who can declare the might of his majesty? And who can recount his mercies? No man can take from them nor add to them. Nor can any trace out the marvelous acts of the Lord. When a man has finished, then he just begins. And when he ceases, he is in perplexity. What is man, and what profit is there in him? What is the good of him, and what is the evil? The number of man's days is great if it reaches 100 years. As a drop of water from the sea, or as a grain of sand, so are man's few years in the day of eternity. Therefore is the Lord long-suffering toward them, and pours out his mercy upon them. He sees and knows that their end is evil. Therefore he increases his forgiveness. The mercy of man is upon his neighbor. But the mercy of the Lord is upon all flesh, reproving, and chastening, and teaching, and bringing back as a shepherd his flock. He has mercy on those who accept chastening, and who diligently seek after his judgments. My son, do not put a blemish on your good deeds, nor cause grief through words in any gift. Does not the dew make the burning heat to cease? So a word changes the character of a gift. For there is a good word which is better than a gift. And both belong to a gracious man. A fool upbraids ungraciously, and the gift of envious man consumes the eyes. Before you fight, seek a helper. Before you are sick, a physician. Before judgment, examine yourself. And in the hour of visitation you will find forgiveness. Before you fall, humble yourself. And in time of sin, show repentance. Let nothing hinder you from paying your vows in due time. And do not wait until death to be justified. Before you vow, prepare your vows. And do not be as one who tempts God. Think of the wrath in the latter days, and of the time of vengeance, when he turns away his face. Remember the time of famine in the time of plenty, and poverty and want in the days of wealth. From morning until evening the time changes, and all things move swiftly before the Lord. A wise man is discreet in all things, and in days of sinning keeps himself from offense. Every wise man teaches wisdom, and let them who know her give thanks. Those who are wise in teaching also show that they are wise, in that they pour forth wise proverbs. Do not go after your desires, and refrain yourself from your appetites. If you grant to your soul the gratification of her desire, you will make yourself a cause of rejoicing to your enemies. Do not delight yourself in too much luxury, for double is its poverty. Do not be a squanderer and a drunkard, or else there will be nothing in your purse.